I don't know what this is about, but as a citizen, I'd like to know what it's about. Like, why is it legal? Is it not legal? If it's not legal, why is nothing being done about it? If it is legal, why didn't they say, yep, everything's hunky-dory and, you know, the United States is going to be selling nuclear energy to Saudi Arabia? That's all I wanted to know. But here we are. Finally, an opening. Because, why? Because they're leaving us hanging with speculation. All right, you want to leave us hanging? Well, then we're going to speculate and we're going to talk out loud now.
Well, so, our speculation is a little bit different from the hive mind.
Oh, no. But to those MAGA influencers that this will eventually, they will not be able to ignore it. You know, making everybody, you know, think it's one thing and, you know, become outraged on thing. They're doing everything in their power so that nobody would look at something like this. But you cannot deny it when the warrant is signed by the NSD. Matt Olson. What? There's something, there's a there, in my opinion. I will be very surprised if it's not, if it's something else.
Look, I don't like the guy, and of course I don't trust him, but I've had run-ins with just about every attorney general since. going all the way back, I don't even know. I lost count. But think about this, like from a strategic standpoint, and I think it's a very interesting take on it. If these guys didn't have something, why would Garland today start making moves to declassify the
warrant? That's right. And let me ask you this really quickly. Are you able to look at that WAPO article?
If we actually paid them, yes.
No.
I refuse to pay
them.
Oh, come
on. You can't get around the paywall?
I can get around it, but I mean, I'm talking to you, right?
Okay, I gotcha. All right, I will be curious. I'm going to look.
Why don't you look? Why don't you, I'll send it to you and you read it.
What you got to do is,
are you on Twitter? What are you on right
now? Yeah, I'm going now. Hold on. Now, I just want to see if they even mention Barack.
Well, don't forget, it's only the first salvo. They'll be on this tomorrow. They wanted to break it. Listen, you don't move a story at 8:01 p.m. unless you're trying to stick your competition in the ass. Right?
So weird. And yeah, and I debated, because remember I said to you, I'm not going to be ready till 7, but I did have things going on here. But I was debating putting out that little cryptic thing, but I was really itching to do it. I was like, I got to put something out. I'm just feeling it.
Just go on pain.tv, and there's a thing down there.
Devlin Barrett wrote this article.
Well, not the best source.
No. mm-hmm. We're not going to do. No, let's say not going
to. Take a look at
no,
it.
No, it's not.
What? I don't think Barrett wrote that.
You know, I found the article, but I'm...
Say anything?
No, I'm not kidding. It's up, probably up too soon. I usually can get beyond that paywall, but it only gives me a little bit. It's going to take me time to go to archive.
God damn it, I got to pay these sons of bitches.
You're not going to pay them now, will we?
I think one of the young bucks have the account, but
it's not that important.
Well, I mean, I like to see what it says, or we could just follow up on later.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. Yeah, we'll see what tomorrow brings. I'm already seeing people talk about it. And that's all I could hope for at that point. Get people talking about it.
Isn't that art of the deal? You know? think about it. I mean, I'm thinking about it from a strategic standpoint. If you're working an op against this situation, you would say, oh, let's let these guys whip up the crowd for a couple of days, and then we'll declassify the warrant.
Yeah.
And watch everybody's head melt. You know? But the funny thing is, the majority of people on that side, on the MAGA, you know, cult, would say, this is contrived. It certainly is not contrived, because it's been going on for a long time. And
no, they would say Trump set them all up.
Oh, he
Trump
did.
Set them all
oh,
up.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Okay. And yes, he's got his, you know, superhero cape on, and you know, everyone's going down.
Well, it's going to be interesting to watch. That's for sure. Now I'm engaged a little bit, saying, "Oh, okay, let's see how this plays out." But I mean, I had my say 2 days ago, on the 10th, about it. You know, bringing it to the surface and talking about it, and so I've already we've already kind of beat everybody on it when mm-hmm. it comes to this. So I just sit back and, you know, when I was younger, you'd break a story and then. You know, like some of the veterans in the newsroom would say, dude, you already broke the story. Fucking relax for a day. Do a couple follow-ups. You own the story. And you're already five steps ahead of everybody else. So in my older age now, I just sit back and see where it goes because tomorrow,
yeah.
You know, the next day I have to wait, do another podcast.
Wait until everybody gets into, I wonder if they've mentioned, you know, the 666 building, Kushner's building
in New York
City. This is part of negotiations. I mean, you could even go look up the timeline on that building and the negotiations that were going on. It's all part of it.
It's funny, we had a city branch there on Park Avenue not far from that I was in charge of compliance for, and that was the branch where we had it's not there anymore, so I can say it openly. That's the branch where we had $10 million in a vault cash. Just walk into, well, it was not quite easy to get into the vault, but there's a process. But you walk in, you're like, holy shit, that's a lot of money.
Not today.
No. Today it would buy a condo.
There you go.
That's a lot of money, man. A lot of money. And so it's right down the street from what we're talking about. I forget what the address was, but I think it's a block or two away. And of course, they've closed that city, closed that branch, many other branches.
Mm-hmm.
As it constricts and reinvents itself, et cetera. But it's an interesting development while you and I are talking.
All of your, you know, all of your people, you know, that monitor the air, you know, you've got to look for anybody like trying to go to the Seychelles or anything like that.
Shit. These cats don't got to go anywhere,
Let's start seeing if anybody's leaving.
Yeah. They would have already left in the last day or two. You know what I mean?
In the last day or two. Yeah. Yeah. That would be very interesting.
They better figure out where the fuck Barack is.
Yeah, I don't know where Meadows fits into this, but apparently he's been
quiet for a week.
There's an alert out, over alert out for him, but I don't know how he plays into this. So, because that's not a name that I recall being on the radar. But maybe
came
it
in
is.
After this, so he was in Congress when most of this shit was going down.
Yes.
You know, so although he could be a source of information.
Yes,
never can tell.
Yes.
These guys sing like a canary. Everybody's a mm-hmm. tough guy on TV, but I, you know, when you face off against these guys, and I've done that, and you don't play, you are literally painting a target on your face. You're saying to them, all right, you know, I know I'm going to take some blows for this, but at the same time, being a rat carries its own weight with it, you know, its own negative connotations, being able to sleep at night, et cetera. You're better, at least my feeling was always you're better off taking your lumps. And if you got to take a pinch and you got to do time, it's better off not having to look over your shoulder and ratting people out and getting out and, you know, continuing your life, et cetera. But these mm-hmm. guys, man. Especially, like I say, like Barack, he's up there, 74. If he's got to do 5 years in jail, think about that. You're dead. That's like a sentence for you, a life sentence. You're dead, and you have all the means to do whatever you want to do. He should be thinking about cutting a deal. I mean, Maybe his lawyers won't tell him that, but I would tell him.
I just got into the WAPO article. I just did a real quick search. Brockstein doesn't come up. Look at you.
It does. Well, it's the first one. It's the first article. So they're breaking the story, and then they'll drill down on it for tomorrow. They'll have to. Like I said, they're leading the pack now. They're going to have the New York Times on their toes, and
right.
And Haberman's going to look pretty fucking stupid. But that's okay.
I'm going to have to go make myself some coffee. It's going to be a late night.
Oh, check you out.
I'll be
you already did the work. What are you going to do? Who cares? Just let it play.
I want to see
it.
Well, I am laughing at some people that are just like, what? Nuclear weapons? Like, no. Just go read. Go find the report. Elijah Cummings, Oversight, July. You know what? When I'm done with you, I'm tweeting them both out. I'm putting both reports out.
It is a free world a free country for the time being, as long as you can afford it.
Yeah. No, I'll put them out.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Anything they can put out to keep you distracted, maybe that's why they dusted this off the shelf.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's pointing to that. It might not be that, but it gave an opportunity to talk about it so that other people know that this did indeed happen.
Well, making your own luck, being at the right place at the right time, doing your homework, and then having justice reach out to you and say, what the fuck is this about? How did you know about this? It's not just throwing it out there at this point. Some people call it stepping in shit.
Yeah,
It doesn't matter, right?
Right.
People need to know what the fuck's going on out there.
That's my feeling. Everything I do, all your buddies
are mostly full of shit. And so, you know, you're on your own. That's the thing. Like, you're on your own. Like, this cat had a lot of people fooled. Trump, and he was still, you can't argue, he's still the better version, at least for me and for us here. We'd all be in jail if Hillary got elected. I'm convinced of that. We'd all be in fucking jail, every one of us. Whoever had anything to do with this operation, she would have put us all in jail after what we did to her in 2016 election. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind. So Trump was a better option for the country at the time, et cetera. So, but, you know, the more you find out about it, the more you learn about it, then the more you should understand that it's mostly a mirage.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And that's really what most people now know. You know, yes, he was a better option at that time. Of course he was. We all were hopeful that those words being spoken, that things would, you know, promises would be, even if half of them were fulfilled or a quarter of them were fulfilled, it would have been fantastic. But we are at a place where, I've said it before and I'll say it again, the Oval Office is on autopilot with puppet masters, many puppet masters global. You know, it's not just one. You need your entities, need your hands, controlling it all.
Well, I agree with you. And there was a turning point, a climax, et cetera, where he must have known that he had the opportunity to go down as the greatest ever. And he could have just turned that fucking city on its head. And he didn't do it. And so, that was what I call it, a climax. That was his high point. And then he took the mask, wearing the mask. He's selling, and people are like, wait a second here, you know?
Well, again, yeah, that's true too. But then, you know, when you start reading backwards, when you start finding older things and putting things together, that's what led me.
I want to know where this was when I needed it. I could have used this back in the day, and Revy, R-E-V-V-I, power up your credit with Revy. That's R-E-V-V-I. Revy is the perfect card for the not-so-perfect credit. Revy is a genuine Visa credit card with rewards that is accepted by merchants across the USA and online. Revy card, that's R-E-V-V-I. Revy reports to all three major credit bureaus. Build your credit score with one-time payments and keeping your balance below the credit limit. Pay your bill, view transactions, and check available credit in our new mobile app. Revy, that's R-E-V-V-I again. Credit, rewards, purchase power. It all comes with the Revy card. Perfect credit, not required. Visit discover.revy.com to see how the Revy card can benefit you. Discover.revy. There's two V's in that. R-E-V-V-I.com. Discover.revy.com for our quick and easy application process. Discover.revy.com. That's discover.revy.com. See terms and conditions for details and check out discover.revy.com. I could have used that back in the day. We could all use a good hand up, etc. And of course, it's tough to buy stuff if you don't have a credit card sometimes, renting a car, etc. So these things come in more than handy. It's a new sponsor, and we're happy to be offering it to you folks. A Revy card. I just discovered the depth of miseducation of America. There was this guy, Robert Mars, and he had quite a career during the American Revolution, including hiring Thomas Paine to help unite the colonies. But basically, he used the power of economic freedom to win the war, while the slave power barked at his heels and the British Empire banged on the door. The book I'm talking about proves that America wasn't founded on slavery, but on economic freedom. The New York Times might not like that, but this book, Robert Morris, Inside the Revolution, has over 2,000 endnotes to prove it. Now we can learn how Morris championed free markets in the face of shortages. When hyperinflation hit, Morris supported a silver-based currency. He ran an international spy network, and he smuggled tea and weapons. He set the course of America's foreign relations in a way that lasted 70 years. He ran the Continental Navy, and he had an interest in 250 privateer vessels. And he didn't just take his winnings home. One year, he personally put up more for the war than all the states combined. He coordinated the French fleet and Washington's arrival at Yorktown. He got rid of religious test laws and signed all three founding documents. Later, he lost his fortune with bad real estate investments. When his political opposites, the slave power, won the election of 1800, they focused on their futures, not his past successes. Instead, if they mentioned him at all, they cast him as a bankrupt. Read all about this and more in Robert Morris, Inside the Revolution. It's available online, your favorite online bookstores. Also, for listeners of the Thomas Paine podcast, you can go to paine.tv/Morris directly for a link for the book. That's paine.tv/Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S.
To my personal opinion, that I don't even know now if he entered with the purest of intentions.
Well, let's say he did, right? Let's just say he did. Let's just throw it out there. It's likely that he probably didn't. But let's just say he did, right? There comes a point where you understand that when you start crossing these lines, you're not coming back. And for a guy who desires to be loved and appreciated and admired as much as he does, he would know that line. It's not going to be a blurred line. So when he steps over that, he knows, well, this is the end for me. As far as this, as far as he used to say, I could shoot somebody in the street and Fifth Avenue, okay, and people would still love me, okay. Well, no, he has to know that there's a point and a line or a series of lines that once he crosses and he keeps going down that road, he'll never be as popular. He'll never have that amount of base again. And he did it anyway, which tells you that there were either some promises made behind the scenes or that it was just play acting. Well, whatever it was, at that point before he crossed that line, he did have an opportunity to really turn this fucking DC on its head and start naming right. names and just do a press conference. These people are threatening my family. It's out of control. Whatever was going on, right? But at some point, he decided to go the other way, and it's rather evident to us, and it's somewhat bewildering that more people don't see it. But that's the way a cult works. That's the way a cult works, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think most of this stuff, even we talk about, if you're trying to debate this or explain this to people who are in the cult, it's like talking to a cinder block.
Right. Well, I don't know. Good progress. I think more people will start to see some other things that were going on early on. It was like pre inauguration.
If you strip away the personalities we're talking about, whether it's Biden or Trump or whatever, the larger picture is that what I said earlier, what you've said many times, what we've, one of the theories on here, one of the tenets, that it's us against them, and there's not one of them on your side. So take mm-hmm. that for what it's worth and factor that into your planning and into your map making for your family. And it's very important to understand that. Once you understand that, then you know that many of the things you've heard and many of the things you continue to hear are just lies that perpetuate earlier lies. One lie covers another lie, et cetera. And if you can get above the clouds on that, man, it's a different world. It really yeah. is. You know?
Yes, yes, yes. All right, well, let's see what tomorrow brings us.
Well, we won't be on the air. But, you know, for a few.
No, I mean for news. Yeah, regular news.
Yeah, let's see what happens. Let's see
yeah.
how many people pick up the Washington Post stuff and expand on it. And once those sources start yapping, I'm sure they're going to be interested in getting their side out.
Right.
And, because the Justice Department is taking a lot of heat out, and I expect that at some point that they would likely start leaking out other things that are on the warrant. But, you know.
Yeah, we'll see.
We're going
to
get closer. So good hopefully stuff.
Hopefully it'll come out soon.
And,
all right, yeah, great know, stuff.
We're tonight. Ahead of the curve as usual, and that makes me happy as a journalist. I don't really care if we make too many friends along the way at this point.
Yeah, go enjoy your weekend.
You got a big weekend planned down there?
No.
Good.
The usual.
You're running around with this, you know, this guy. You're playing Florence Nightingale, so take some time off for yourself.
Yeah, well, he was beeping in while we were recording. Beeping so in.
Give me that guy's number. I'll straighten his ass
I'm going to have to go see if there's a problem at 9:42 in the evening.
These cats, you know.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you trust the government.
That's true.
Bad stuff.
Very true.
All right.
Not me.
We'll see you in a couple right. days. Good stuff.
All right. Have a good weekend.
I'll talk to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.